This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. Always happy to have you join me and the gang. Cool in the gang. But should I just change my name to Cool? What do y'all think? Should I change my name to Cool? Y'all would be the gang, and then we'll sing, "Let's Celebrate." Da, 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 da. No, y'all ain't the gang, because I see the way you're looking at me. See, I don't like the way you're looking at me. Yeah, I've seen that look. I've raised four sons, and you guys aren't, you're not much older than some of them. So I know how you're looking at me. You're out of the game. You exited the circle of trust. Anybody out there, if you want to call the show and become part of my circle of trust, 844-551-8255. Every time I get on to my producers, I have to give a disclaimer to the audience and say, look, guys, they're good guys. They're not going anywhere. They couldn't get a better job. If you put a gun to their head, you couldn't chase them away with a stick. You couldn't chase with a bazooka. They would say, they're just so loyal to me. Aren't you? Admit it. You're going nowhere. Exactly. And because we treat you great. Yeah, we do. We treat these guys great. They get free water, bathroom breaks, you name it. During the when we go to commercial, you know what they do? They go take, you know, they go take a leak or whatever. Come back. Boom. Job's still here. What more could you ask for? Shoot. Anyway. we try to have fun. Let me tell you what. Right now, listening audience, I'm going to tell you something about me that you may not know, but I'm no sucker. Okay, and that's not S-U-C-K-E-R. That's S-U-C-K-A. I'm no sucker. And neither are you. You folks are not suckers. You have learned how to discern the wheat from the chaff. One man's weed is another man's landscape, and you know how to look and determine if it's worth something to you. And I'm going to tell you, I'm so happy for us. I'm happy about this bombardment. You know what's happening to us right now? We are the strongest people on the planet. Conservatives have been under attack for decades. Think about it. We've been under attack. So we get under attack. We've been fighting, certainly over the last 8 years. We have been waking up daily just mad at my grandfather would say, mad at a mule chewing on honeybees. And so you're angry. And every day you got up and you went to the gym, man. You trained. And you got Popeye's forearms. You got Brutus? Brutus's shoulders. And I don't know, Charles Atlas's legs. But let me tell you, you are a beast. You look like a 500-pound silverback. And then you thought, okay, well, Trump's in there. I'll lay low. Don't need to take as much protein. I'll go back to eating my salads. No, 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 no. You learned very quickly you can't do that. No, there is no rest for the weary. But here's the thing. You've been training for so long, your body's in muscle memory. So you wanted to take a little bit of a break for a second, and you're like, I'll take a break. I'm going to take a little vacation. Trump won. You know what you did? I'm going to tell you what you did. You stayed vigilant. You were so energized on November the 9th, you could hardly contain. I would have loved to have had the energy of the conservative movement on November the 9th. Well, think about how you felt, because most of you didn't think Trump was going to win. I was talking you off the ledge. Then Donald Trump won, and you were like, yeah, all that pent-up emotion from 8 years of watching these suckers on the left just take advantage of us. If we could have bottled that, oh, my goodness. That I don't know how much it weighs, but I'll tell you this, its weight was worth more than gold. It would have been worth more than diamond dust. Give me your precious metal. I will give you what that was worth. 60 million people with pent up, I won't call it rage, but it was close. And we won. And so, as I said, some of you wanted to rest. But you know what you did? You said, no, I'm going to rub it in. I'm going to grab these chumps by their hair. And I'm, you know. You rub them wherever you want on your body, under your armpit, like, you're a chick, that little nasty boy. And what does Elizabeth Warren call them? The nasty girls? Take the nasty girl. Because you know why? They deserved it. They deserved it. They discounted you. They marginalized you. They called you everything under the sun and over the sun and around the sun. And you took it. And you know what you did? You were like, yeah, whatever. Some of you were like, we'll show you. I guarantee you I was. I was like, we'll show you, chumps. Because I'm out there in the field talking to black folks, you know, colored people. And I was going, look, how y'all feel about Hillary Clinton? I don't like her, man. I don't like her. So I got all this data. And then I came back and I was trying to convince all my white friends, y'all, settle down, simmer down now, white people. You know, the salad days are over. Or they're coming. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing because, you know, it's a salad. But the point is, the good things were coming to you. I knew this. I tried to convince you of this. Then we won. So here's where we are. And you know what? You're facing this new battle every day. But think about it this way. You are now the one setting the agenda. Now the left is waking up every day. They don't even know how to train. These suckers look like Henry VIII, big old fat corpulent suckers that it just look like they got Guatemalan midgets just stuffing food down there. That's how they look. They don't know how to train. All they know how to do is ask for more food, and people bring it. But you've been training. And so where are they left with? They got one issue. They got one issue. They got Donald Trump and they got the Russians. That's it. The Russians related to Donald Trump. Nonsense. They know it. You know it. They just assigned some special prosecutor. Great. It's all over. And for the record, we're going to prove to you that this is all nonsense to begin with. Donald Trump. No, let me tell you. Donald Trump isn't losing a moment's sleep over this so-called thing with the Russians. Not a moment. Many of you might be, okay, people are talking, oh, Mike Pence, get ready to call him Mr. President. Whatever. Wishful thinking. Mike Pence, is not going to be president, at least not in the next 4 to 8 years. The only thing that will make that happen is God. It will not be a leftist. There's no leftist that will get rid of Donald Trump. You can ease your mind. Just as I told you Donald Trump will win, I'll tell you Donald Trump will have 8 years as president. God is my witness. So, be happy that you're going through this, that you were trained to go through it. Don't let me down. Stay vigilant. Stay in the game. Stay in the mix. By the way, if you want to be a part of it, go to kjradio.com. Let us know what part you want to play. We'd love to get you in the game. Call the show, 844-551-8255.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Radio show.
Welcome back, white people. Ha! Made you squirm, didn't I? Yep. See, let me tell you something. White folks get very squeamish when you call them out on their race. You want to know why? Because they've been sensitized. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. And you know what? We talk about race. We talk about class. We talk about culture. We talk about Americana. We talk about foreigners. You know, those strange people over there that don't know how to set up a country. We talk about lots of stuff. But you know why I bring up race, especially white folks? Because I want you to stop being so sensitive about yourselves. You've built amazing places all around the world, and you get demonized. Let me give you a little tidbit, white folks. Y'all will like this. Where you are, there tends to be more civilization. As you brown something, I'm just telling, this is the truth. Y'all can get mad. Black people, brown people, get mad if you want. I don't care. As you brown it, it gets more dangerous. You don't believe me? Name your black or your brown country. Congo. Somalia. El Salvador. Mexico. Are they safer than Sweden? And let me tell you something. In Sweden, if you remove the brown folks, it's safer. I'm sorry to tell you. It's true. You remove these Muslims that have been coming in all over the country. Every place on the planet becomes instantaneously, geometrically safer. Now, you tell me what it is. I'm not telling you it's a cultural thing. You know, I don't know what it is. I believe it to be cultural, certainly with Muslims. Muslims say, oh, we have no crime. In Islam, there is no crime. We do this, we do that. Okay, fine. Y'all may live amongst, they may live amongst themselves and have no crime, but the minute them suckers get out from underneath their own stuff, they start committing crime. By the way, don't believe that lie. I thought that for a long time. When I was growing up, I was like, man, you know, they say it's 2% crime in Saudi Arabia or something like that. That's a lie. That's what they report. And it, see, they don't look at crime as raping of these infidels that come over when, because they bring in a bunch of people to clean houses and stuff like that. These people become veritable sex slaves. They rape kids. So they don't even look at it that way. Pedophilia is not a crime. You know, so when they tell you these crime stats, they're wrong. But I'll tell you this, you look at the stats from Sweden, pre-Muslim, and then where it is now. I made a comment the other day. I said, remove leftist from anywhere in the world, and you become geometrically, if not exponentially, safer. Give me your big city. Remove the criminal element on the left. Take out all the people that are the bleeding heart leftist liberals or whatever, and bada bing, bada boom, the place is safer. I'm not telling you white folks are safer. It's conditions that make people do things. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you have a choice between do you want to live in a black neighborhood or a white neighborhood, y'all all know what you choose. Don't be mad about it. Don't feel, Kevin, I can't say that. Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad. You don't have to feel bad. I'll say it for you. I would prefer to live in a white. I live in a black neighborhood right now. Let me tell you something. Let one of you white folks trade. Say you want to trade. Watch what happens. I'll be the first in that long line of black people. Because I will leave in a New York minute. That's right. I'm just telling you the truth about it. You can be all, well, I don't. You can hem and haw. Go ahead, hem and haw. Enjoy yourselves. Because let me tell you something. You know I'm right. You know I'm right. Well, do you want to send your kids? Do you want to send your kids to school in Mexico? What? Tell me where in Mexico you want your child to go to get educated. Tell me where in El Salvador, tell me where in Sao Paulo, Brazil, you want your kid to get educated. You might want them to go over there for the experience to learn Portuguese or something, okay? But you don't want them to go live and be, you know, there's no way. It's practical squalor. There are good areas everywhere you live because there's always a group of people that are ready to, you know, that have the money. But you don't want to live there long term. You'd be crazy. Show me where in Africa. Nigeria is an amazing country, 130 million black folks. And, you know, I've been there. You got some nice areas. I mean, it comparatively so. They're not anything close to ours. But you got these. But let me tell you, the majority of people, you don't want to live there. You want to send your kids to Nigerian school. Be honest. Stop your lying. I want to come to this radio and grab you. Because you know I'm telling the truth. The truth hurts people sometimes because they don't. Oh, I don't want to feel it. Feel what? You don't want to say what's really on your mind? You can't say it? Are you that stifled? Don't you have freedom of speech? Well, if you do, then say what it is. I'm telling you what it is. I don't want to live around a bunch of black folks. I ain't going to lie. And look, I know some stellar black people. There's a neighborhood in San Antonio. I didn't even know this neighborhood existed when I was 13. I was 15. And met a girl, I don't know where we met, at the mall or something. And her grandparents were rich, and she came in from Baltimore. And they live right around the corner from my stepdad and my mom. My stepdad still had the house that he and my mom had before when my mom died. So long story short, there's this enclave where these fairly wealthy, upper-middle-class blacks lived. And I went, she's like, yeah, my grandma, she was right around the house from me, right around the block from me. I was like, get out of here. I didn't even know that existed. So my stepdad's house is a little bitty rinky-dink house. I go around the corner in this enclave. This is a beautiful, it's like a white neighborhood. I'd never seen a black neighborhood that looked like that. So I go, and I go into their house. It's this big, beautiful house. Like, whoa, they live like white folks. Look at that. So I didn't even realize that existed. So those do exist. But as a rule, black neighborhoods in general, I don't want to be anywhere near them. I live in one now. So when these people are like, Kevin's out there talking smack about black people, say what you want. I don't care. If that's talking smack about black people, so be it. I live in a black neighborhood. My car's been broken into 4 times. My barbecue pit, when I first moved in, got stolen off my porch when I was at Home Depot. And I'm going to tell you, if I'd have found the derelict that stole it, it was a smash and grab. You know what I mean? Because I didn't even have it bolted down or anything. But if I found him, I'd be barbecuing him. But I'm telling you, I know what goes on in this neighborhood. I want no part of it. You hear the crime stats around my neighborhood. You hear gunshots, whatever. I will go out west where them white people are. Gladly. Happily. Be mad at me. I don't care. Anyway, I like making you white folks squirm. But here's the thing. Other people listen to this program, too. When I was talking about, hey, white folks. And they were like, I'm not white. Kevin, I ain't white. No, you're not. And you too can be proud. You're not white. You're black. You're Hispanic. You're Asian. You listen to me because I make sense. And you know what? I am not going to change because,
oh, Kevin, people on the radio can't say that stuff. Rush Limbaugh does it.
Rush Limbaugh is Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh doesn't have the guts. You know the old saying, all zoos are a petting zoo if you have the guts? We showed this clip of these three African guys that go take a wildebeest kill from 15 lions, including the male lion. And it's masterful to watch. Because that's guts. There's not a leftist on the planet that will go get their meal like that. And many of you righties won't either. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Come on now.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation sanitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. Sad news to report. Friend of mine, acquaintance, I should say, Roger Ailes died yesterday. We're going to cover it today. Look, I'm going to give you some inside info on Fox and Roger, my meeting leading up to getting my Fox deal, blah, blah, blah. Because now both of the people that are responsible for my deal at Fox are gone. Bill Shine and Roger Ailes, and of course Roger is really gone. Roger no longer Ailes, Roger is dead. So that's my only joke about this, because look, Roger Ailes was a dude, and he was a powerful man, and likely did a lot of the things that he's been accused of. And I'll tell you something else. Don't even go to Hollywood and talk about what these directors and these producers and whatever, don't even put them in the same sentence as Roger Ailes, because Roger comes out looking like the Pope. Now, I'm not trying to let him off the hook in the things that he may have done. But, I look at it and talk about, let he is free of sin throw the first stone, right? What is it? Something like that. But you get my point? We're all sinners. Now, again, I don't condone what he did in any way, shape, or form. It impacted people, but I'll tell you something. So have all of us. We've all impacted people in some way. Because if you're a human being, you have fallen short of the glory of God. And I'm not trying to get all religious about it either. But I want to tell you my Roger Ailes story. So I sent a note to Bill over time, and I'm like, Bill, look, I've been doing a lot of hits on Fox. It's time that you guys give me a deal, or else I'm not doing any more hits. And that was it. I said, I'm done. So Bill said, you're right. Let's start talking about it. Let's look at it. This was in June a couple years ago. And he says, let's look at it in July. Well, July came. He goes, you know what? We got the 4th. So let's wait till after. Let's look at it in August, because they review the contributors each month, is what I was told. So August came and went. Nothing. September. So I sent a note saying, okay, nothing got done in July. You asked me to wait until August. August came and went. Now we're into September. I'm done. So Bill sent a note back. Hey, look, we've been really busy. Sorry for this or that. And, we want to get you scheduled to come in. So they finally did. They got me scheduled. And I ended up, now, a couple meetings I'd had with Bill, but I was finally going to get to the Holy Grail. If you probably don't know what I'm about to allude to, but a couple of friends of mine went into the Navy nuke program, and at the time, Admiral Rickover, I think's his name, he was the guy who vetted every candidate. Well, Ailes was that way at Fox. You didn't get a deal with Fox until you met with Ailes. So I finally got into the big room, right? I go to New York, they fly me up, I meet with Roger, I'm getting my deal done, and I'm in his office, and I'm there for, well, I'm thinking I'm going to be there 10 minutes, a handshake, because he just wants to meet everybody. Wasn't like that at all. Roger Ailes had printed out all kinds of stuff about me. And so he's asking me about my kids, family, blah, blah, blah. You know, Fox is a family, respect the brand, this, that, and the other. And we talk for an hour and a half. And no, I wasn't molested. I know what many of you are thinking this. No. He fondled one of my breasts, but that's okay. It was an accident, I think. I'm just joking. So we talked. It was amazing. It was truly one of the highlights of my life. And I don't care what you think about Roger Ailes in terms of this other stuff. In terms of his life and his impact on politics, it was fascinating. I finally said to him, Roger, as much as I would, I go, man, look, I'd love to stay here and continue to chat. I know you're a busy guy. Donald Trump had just called him. He was hanging up with him when I walked into the office. And we talked about Trump and the potential for president, him to be president. And how he was mad at, it was during the Megyn, Kelly, and all that other stuff. This was going on. And it was just fascinating. So I learned all about his political career. You know what he said to me? He said, Kevin, he goes, I'm not bragging about this. He goes, it's really true. He goes, I have been in probably the biggest political events that occurred in the last four decades of politics. I've been in the room with the players. Whether it was Reagan, whether it was Bush, etc. He crafted the strategies of stuff. And he was telling me a story. He says, Kevin, when I first got into politics in 1984, he goes, I worked on the Reagan campaign. And he goes, I was told, just keep your mouth shut. You know, you're here to do your job as a strategist. And that's, just keep your mouth shut. And he goes, and I pretty much did. But he goes, I would get vocal from time to time, and they would say, you remember the rule, keep your mouth shut. And he was telling them that they're running Reagan's campaign wrong. They need to change whatever. So Reagan was riding in the elevator with him, and he says to him, they were talking about the age issue. I think it was when he was running against Mondale. And Roger said to him, he looks at Roger, he goes, what do you think? And Roger says, well, and he told me, he says, Kevin, I figured I was either going to end my political career right there or I was going to establish it. So I told the president exactly what I would do. And I gave him the line. I wrote the line for him, for Mondale. You know, that don't hold my opponent's youth and inexperience against him. And he said, that was it. And he goes, that launched my career. And I became part of the inner circle for Reagan. He goes, then I ended up going over to the Bush campaign. And he goes, the Bush campaign brought me in late. They were pretty much in triage. And he goes, I'm working on this campaign. And I tell them, I give them the strategy. And they go, well, you're pretty much torpedoing the boat. And he goes, you're exactly right. So he completely redid Bush's strategy. He ran a whole new series of commercials. He made Dukakis look like a little boy. Y'all remember Dukakis in the cockpit of that helicopter with the helmet on? He looked like a little dude. Dukakis was going to win that election. He was ahead. That was, let me put it to you this way. That was the biggest turnaround in like a 30-day swing in political history. So we ended up winning. And Ailes Bush elected. Then Rupert Murdoch came to him and said, hey, I want to build this network. I want it to be different than CNN and all that. And the rest was history. He built Fox. And what you had to do at the time is, in order to get a deal with Fox, you had to go through Roger Ailes. And I was there. He's got my information all printed out there on his desk. I'm looking, you know, upside down. But he's just very affable, and we're exchanging death threat stories. And, you know, I'll tell you what he said to me about death threats. He says, you know how I don't worry about death threats? And I said, how's that? Security? He goes, no. He goes, honestly, Kevin, he goes, these people can get to you. If they want to get to you, they'll get to you. He says, I live just enough to where they can get me. That way they don't bother my family. But he says, you know, if they want to get me, they're going to get me. But I have enough security to feel safe. But if they want to give me, they'll give me. But I don't have so much that they'll go to do to other extremes. That's how he protected his family. Had a young kiddo. And you know what's funny? I'd met Ailes, and he reminded me of who's the guy? The guy that made all the movies. Not The Raven, but oh, geez, I can see him too. But anyway, he reminded me of this, the movie maker, Alfred Hitchcock. That's who he reminded me of when I was in his office. So we talk about death threats and, you know, exchange. I said, yeah, I used to get about one every 2 days. Now I get once a week. And now I'll probably get them maybe once a quarter, something like that. Maybe once every 4 or 5 months. I don't get them as often anymore because people know I'm just as crazy as they are. So we talked about that. And here's what I remember most from the conversation. Because I had come from Arizona with a radio group where a guy named Rusty Humphreys effectively said, you don't have any real talent, Kevin. And I chuckled at Rusty Humphreys, a guy who absolutely has no talent. And I left that meeting where Rusty Humphreys essentially says, you don't have any talent. We want to move your show to the weekends or whatever. I knew it was just professional jealousy because Rusty's a hack. And I fly to New York City. I'm sitting with one of the preeminent media guys who judges talent day in and day out, has built Fox to be the best conservative, the best news outlet on the planet at this point. And here's what he says to me. He says, Kevin, I've admired your work for a long time. And he says, I'm surprised it's taken us this long to get to you. And he goes, I apologize for that. He goes, but here's what I hope will help you. He says, I believe you're one of the most talented people I've ever met. And he goes, and I'm happy to welcome you to the Fox family. And I hope we find many avenues to, you know, to help in your career. I was blown away. I left the meeting where a hack like Rusty Humphreys says, well, we don't see anything you do very well. And I go with a guy who, you know, is a media mogul for all intents and purposes, and that's what he says to me. Now, again, Roger's got his issues. He's a man. He can deal with that with his maker. But I certainly have a lot of respect for him and certainly have a lot of respect for Fox.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. If you want to call 844-551-8255, you want to get in the game, get in the game. Give us a call. Reach out to us at kjradio.com. Don't just sit out there idle. You've got talent, and we'll help you explore it. It may not work out with us, but it very well may. You may have a writer in you. You may be a good writer and say, I want to get the word out with more of my information. I want to, you know, pour my heart out to the world and talk about the things from my perspective. I don't want writers that regurgitate. I want people that have a perspective. I'm a Midwestern white housewife married to a cop or married to a military man or married to another woman. I don't care. And I want to write from that perspective, from the conservative point of view. Contact us. You think you got great videos? Kevin, I can be a great man on the street. Contact us with a point of view. You believe you could help with radio? We need people that can edit our shows and help us do a lot of things. You want to get involved in the game, we'll put you in it. And we'll give you credit because we got a lot of things working right now that are hot. You want to be on one of the hottest teams? Join us. Because I want to make people successful in what they do. I want you to feel like you did something. In all of this stuff, you figured it out. You found your little place in the sun. And I'll tell you, if you're good, I'll put you in charge of radio. I'll put you in charge of digital strategy or whatever. You will be on a team with people that will help you grow. So please do that. Anyway, I talked the last segment about Roger Ailes dying, and Mark Lamont Hill said this: Roger Ailes has died. Wow. Sending deep and heartfelt condolences to everyone who was abused, harassed, exploited, and unjustly fired by him. Spoken like a true leftist. See, let me tell you something. When people die, outside of a few scoundrels like the Ted Kennedys of the world that we make fun of, I understand the humanity of death. I understand that there are people, whether I think Ted Kennedy was a scoundrel or others, there are people who really enjoyed them. For whatever reason. And they've left behind a legacy. I may not appreciate it, but other people do. Respecting them is the least you can do. Doesn't mean you forgive everything they've done, but you can respect them. Mark Lamont Hill's career was partially built by Roger Ailes and Fox. So what's he going to say when Bill O'Reilly dies? You guys remember when Mark Lamont Hill was a fixture on Bill O'Reilly? And you were writing to me, you guys would say, Kevin, why does Bill O'Reilly have you on? He's always got that stupid Mark Lamont Hill. I don't have an answer for you. But I'll tell you this, it made Mark Lamont Hill rise and do what he's doing. But he has the nerve to say this. Look, I agree. There are many of these people that Roger Ailes hurt and many others. But here's what I'll tell you. Look into Mark Lamont Hill's past. See who he's hurt. See the people he stepped on. See the women that he's, you know, taking advantage of, or any of these other folks. Do you think Mark Lamont Hill is going to hold any of the people on the left to the same standard that he would hold Roger Ailes? Ask yourself that question. You think he's going to hold Bill Clinton to that standard? Will he tweet that out when Bill Clinton dies? It's a double standard. That's why I cannot stand leftists. The double standard. Look, there are people I don't like, I'll tell you. I'll tell you, I got no good words for certain folks. I think we all have those types of things inside of us. And, you know, there's an old song I used to sing in a church I used to go to. It says, God, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. But, you know, what a crass thing to do for Mark Lamont Hill, to a guy that helped build his career. You know, how tacky. But I'm not surprised at all. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about this segment. Peggy sent me a note. She says, Donald Trump reminds me of Paul the Apostle. He was chosen by God because he was a warrior. And I don't know if you guys know this, but Paul's name was Saul. And he was on the road to Damascus. And Saul would just kill Christians like crazy. I mean, he enjoyed it. And he got knocked off his horse. And God spoke to him, and he stopped, and he became Paul the Apostle. And so you could almost see it as Donald Trump was on a path of destruction in the sense that he was a billionaire. He used the rules he knew the rules of the game. He played the rules of the game, and he got very, very wealthy. And he was, you know, on the road to Damascus, if you will, on the road to D.C. And he got knocked off his horse where God said, look, you've done well. You've done enough. Now, you need to look at the other side of this equation, and he did. And so I agree with you, Peggy, and thanks for being a listener to the program. Oh, man, lots of stuff. My goodness, what else we got here? Yolanda. Yolanda listens to the program. Here's what she sent me. Deplorable baskets. Anyone know how to make baskets? She said, I know it sounds like a stretch, but if anyone makes homemade baskets, we could sell the baskets. You could collect half or whatever to make the baskets, and a certain amount would go towards building the wall. We could also put little plaques on the front of the homemade basket to say deplorable. This would be so amazing. And the reason why I chuckle is because Yolanda probably never made a basket and wouldn't know how. But then that's okay. I get it, Yolanda. But you're saying let's do something that, you know, we can put our name on and help build a wall. So I wrote back to her and I said, well, let's get baskets made in Mexico. And then we would pass the collection plate around, if you will. And then we'd send that money to D.C. and say, here's our installment on building the wall. And the irony of this being Mexican baskets would not be lost on most people. So what about that? Oh, well, you guys think about it. We'll see. So I say in this segment, be careful what you wish for. The special prosecutor has now been, you know, appointed. Mueller, I don't know his name, but he's amazing. And I'll get into him a little bit later in the broadcast. But here's what I want to say. The idea that the left are I hate that the left are getting what they want with this stupid stuff, with this trivial stuff around the Russians. Because they lost, and they've got this stupid fake narrative, and we're buying into it. But I also like the Trump saying, bring it. Bring it. And I'm telling you guys, I've been talking about it for the past, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever. I said, the left is they're going to hang themselves with this because they're getting everything they want. So the only thing left to do now, and I know that the Republicans are trying to set them up. The Republicans are saying, this guy is the best thing since sliced bread. The Democrats, I heard Blumenthal. He's a Democrat out of, I believe, Nebraska. He says he's the best thing since sliced bread. Chaffetz said it. So everybody agrees, the former FBI director under Bush and Obama, who Comey, I guess, replaced, is he's the preeminent guy to do this task. And it's a setup. So when it's all said and done, and there are no connections, and for the record, we played a clip. Well, I don't know if we have a clip, but I know we certainly posted this article. May the 4th, I believe it was, Comey testified before Congress and said he's got no pressure from Donald Trump to close out any investigations on anybody. So that's number one. There's no connection. I saw a report that said there are 18 it was either WAPO or New York Times. There are 18 undisclosed conversations between the Russians and the Trump campaign. Now, think about it this way. The Trump campaign's moving along its path, and I don't know, at one point Donald Trump may have to reach out to the Russians and say, hey, I could win this thing. You know, I don't know the protocol, but there's nothing wrong with Donald Trump talking to the Russians. But let me tell you what's being set up here. If Donald Trump even had a conversation with the Russians, then this is a problem. Hillary Clinton is brokering deals. Podesta's got money flowing from the Russians. You don't hear these jerks say a word. Donald Trump, if it turns out he had a single conversation with the Russians, they're going to make it sound like, oh my gosh. That's my problem. Now, I can tell you right now, Trump knows what he's doing. This is done. Everything will be fine. But the fact that we're capitulating bugs me. It does. It bugs me a lot. Because we've won. These guys are setting this false narrative. We're letting them. We're buying into it. And now here's the good news is, once it's over, is it really over or what's next? I don't have an answer for you because you know that there's going to be something else. But this is going to be pretty much definitive that you guys are in big trouble. Donald Trump's campaign has done nothing. So, I say to the left, I'm trying to give them some good counsel. Be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. They've gotten everything they've wanted in this so-called snipe hunt. And now, when this new guy comes in and says, there's nothing there, watch what happens, because we're going to be on the rampage.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.